لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. For the next hour or so, we are going to be talking about a very important and interesting topic. A topic that, well, let me ask you, why do you think we should be studying this topic, the topic of angels? Instead of outlining for you why we should be studying this, let's see why you think we should be studying this topic about the angels. Yes. Okay, the first point, very good, is a part of our six, one of the six arkan, or one of the six pillars of our faith, right? The six pillars of our faith are what, Mubin? Okay, so there's six aspects that are mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, that Jibreel asked the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what is Iman? What is the meaning of Iman? So the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you believe in Allah. In أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره والبعث بعد الموت, right? Or the day of judgment also. So six aspects of our arkan, and one of them is angels. So obviously we have to know what angels are. Okay, how can anyone mention to me another reason why we should be studying angels? Or what are the benefits, if you like, of studying about the belief in the angels? Yes. Okay, so basically you are increasing your knowledge of the other types of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talib, that's a good point. Is the angels help the believers? Okay, the angels, they are of those things that help or aid the believer. But there's one point that I think is more important than this, though. Yes, that's one of their acts. But we're talking about why should we study the, if you like, the this aqidah or this aspect of aqidah. Obviously, the most important is what the brother mentioned. This is one of our arkan. This is one of the pillars of faith. The reason is that through studying the angels and through studying the characteristics of the angels, this increases our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? When we realize the greatness of the angels and their beauty and how Allah created them and their number and their acts and the responsibility that Allah has given them, then this increases our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This increases our awe, our respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It increases our submission and our humility when we realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Okay? I think this is one of the most important reasons that we should be studying about the concept of angels. Another reason is that this aids us, the belief in angels, okay, I have to excuse my voice, I have a slight cold. This belief in angels, it aids us or it helps us in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? When we truly and really believe and realize that there are angels to the right and to the left of every one of us, recording our deeds, then, you know, you will become more conscious of committing a sin. You will become more conscious of doing something that is wrong. And you will want to do more good deeds just because someone is recording your sins or your good deeds. So this will help us. The belief in the angels, it will help us in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we study this science, when we study this aspect of iman, then this will not only increase our iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only increase our submission and our humility, and not only will we better realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also it will help us, or it will aid us in what? In the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly. So I'd like to divide my topic, well, actually following the book, I'm using a very good book by Umar Sulaiman al-Ashqar. It's called The World of the Angels, The World of the Pious Angels. Following this book, and also it's a very logical differentiation, if you like, or the logical way to talk about this topic, is that firstly, we want to talk about the characteristics of the angels. What are the characteristics that they have? In other words, their attributes. How do they look? You know, what are they created out of? How many are they? What are their... So